This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Atlantic hurricane season runs until November 30th, and this year's season is already one of the most active on record. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts there will be up to 25 named storms this year, including up to 11 hurricanes that could trigger mandatory evacuations. But this year, emergency management workers and evacuees also need to consider the threat of COVID-19. For WHYY, Zoe Rosenberg reports how preparations are a little different this year in our region.
FEMA Regional Administrator Marianne Tierney says in 2020, they're asking residents not to wait for a storm warning.
This year, with COVID, we've put an extra emphasis on being prepared for hurricane season in the COVID environment, because the way that we respond this year is going to be very different than in previous years.
Tierney is responsible for the region that covers Pennsylvania and Delaware. She says that area residents should be prepared to evacuate sooner this year than they normally would, and also think closely about their options before evacuating.
It'll take longer to do things, and so people may be asked to prepare earlier. In fact, people should be prepared earlier, and they should be considering how they would evacuate and shelter in a COVID environment, because what they normally do may not work.
New Jersey State Police Colonel Patrick Callahan is also the director of New Jersey's Office of Emergency Management. The office oversees how counties respond to weather emergencies. He says that because of the coronavirus, they're not planning to open shelters in cavernous buildings.
So hotels and motels and dorm rooms have generally been identified as certain options. But with the need to social distance, I think those hotel rooms and dorm rooms really kind of jumped to the top of the list.
During Superstorm Sandy, evacuated residents found refuge in Rutgers University's main campus athletic centers. But it's hard to social distance in a big gym, so they'll use dorms or hotels.
That's a big difference than having 200 people in a gymnasium, cot next to cot next to cot. So it's those type of what we call non-congregate sheltering options, hotels, motels, dormitories. We have to be a little bit creative, but as you know, necessity becomes the mother of invention when faced with challenges like this.
Living in Longport, New Jersey for 20 years, Susan Lutz has watched her fair share of storms come ashore. She says Sandy was the first time she had to evacuate. She and her husband have been revising their usual plans this year, given the dual threat of COVID-19.
We would typically evacuate and go to a daughter's house that I have that lives in Cherry Hill, but she's out working, as is her husband. So because of COVID, we would be lucky enough to go to a relative. That would be a safer climate for us.
That relative is a nearby sister-in-law. Lutz says that if they do have to go shelter with her, they plan on wearing masks inside.
Well, I think it's going to be problematic now because not everyone is as lucky as we are to have a safe place to shelter.
FEMA recommends building a kit of supplies that could last everyone in your household for several days after a storm. This year, don't forget those kits should include cloth face coverings and hand sanitizer. For WHYY, I'm Zoe Rosenberg.